Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the changing mindset in regards to real estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere. Let's talk a little bit about what people are doing in their mindset, how they're changing their opportunities and thinking differently than they did before. I was looking at some stats on residential real estate, of course, and looking at the fact that 20% of the purchases last year were veterans. Isn't that fascinating, Bob?
That is interesting. Now, we are producing a number of veterans, of course, with our Middle East conflicts and so forth. But it is interesting that they're taking advantage of the GI Bill, Veterans Affairs, presenting an opportunity to borrow money at a very attractive rate.
That's right. And we also looked at some other trends, like the credit scores are increasing, are improving over this year 2020. So that's some unexpected information. I found it very interesting that 15% of the people that purchased homes purchased for multi-generational use. That means that grandparents or adult children with their kids have been moving in together and trying to make it work in multi-generational makeups.
Well, that's interesting. And the older I get, the more attractive that would be. But I can't imagine living with my kids at this particular point. I think they'd have me out in the doghouse most of the time. I guess that's my problem.
You should change some habits, Bob. Yeah, you got to accommodate now. Reconsider. Well, I found that in multi-generational housing, you've really got to consider some things about the house itself and the makeup of the family. Sometimes in-laws are pulled into a relationship they didn't expect with some intimacy they did not expect. So you really got to be frank in the discussion. But the concept makes a lot of sense because as a senior, you may need some healthcare assistance. And as a parent, you may need some childcare assistance or teaching even. And so you could be a mutual benefit that's pretty high benefit financially as well.
There are some things to be aware of, and if any of you would like to look into some interesting reading, as I recall, a book was published in 1926. It was called The Art of Selfishness. And what happens as two generations move in together, grandma attempts to take over the house, thinking that she's making a contribution. Mom is saying, why are you doing this to me? And the kids are saying, stop fighting.
That's right. So there are a lot of moving parts to this concept, but it is increasing, and I can understand why with the pandemic, the idea of being close to family so you can always communicate. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.